This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to What the
Welcome everybody, welcome Puck Nuts, what's going on? Welcome to What the Puck, and it's called What the Lockout. And is this the last time we're going to have to say What the Lockout? There's a chance, and there's actually some quote-unquote optimism out there on Twitter. I know a guy who didn't really buy into that optimism, and he's Skyping in right now. Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I think that we've been hit too many times with the optimism, and then you get that, oh, sorry, it's still ongoing, and everybody feels terrible again.
Right.
It's happened too many times that I've every time I see something, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to wait.
That's a good idea.
Go well.
That's a good idea for you to wait, because we've been through the ringer a few times now, and it gets harder and harder every time we get delayed here. But as we're talking right now on a Wednesday night, and it's late, man, it's like 9:30, there's a lot of stuff going on with the NHL lockout. The Players Association and the NHL are meeting, and the NHL kind of gave everyone on Twitter a heart attack because they got back into the meeting, and then 15 minutes later they left, and then it turned out they were just going to their own meeting room somewhere else in the hotel up in New York, and then came back to the main area. So everybody, a little on edge right now, pretty much.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. We saw as we were chatting before the show, and then that happened, and they're like, "Oh, they left after 15 minutes. That is not good. Bad things are happening." I actually thought it was pretty funny. I thought David Pagnotta of the Fourth Period put it best, with I think the first swear word we're going to have on the show, that he wrote that owners left after 15 minutes and have just re-entered. Before they left, they said, "Let's confuse everyone and watch Twitter lose their shit." Because that's pretty much what happened. Everyone that I follow, that their profession is to follow hockey, just was like, owners left after 15 minutes. Owners left after – it was just like a page of just like 20 people saying the exact same thing. And everyone's going, "Oh, this is terrible news." Because after yesterday, when the players and the owners met, and everything seemed really good, and they were all – it wasn't just that they met, but everyone seemed very, you know, cheery, for lack of a better word. They just seemed happy. They were all talking. Everything was fine. They were openly talking in front of the media without any problems. And then it was reported that by Pierre LeBrun of ESPN and TSN that the meetings today were a little more tense. And everyone was kind of – that's where you kind of went, uh-oh. What's going on? You know, everything seemed really good, and then things are getting bad again. So for them to leave after 15 minutes, you had to, you know, hand in the forehead going, "Oh my God, is this happening again? Really?" But now they're back in meeting again, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. As we're talking, we're both going to be checking on Twitter and letting you know kind of what's going on as we're figuring it out. I mean, you're going to be hearing this a couple hours later. Who knows when you're going to be listening. But as we're recording this, things are going on in New York. And big news since the last time that Dan and I had a quick podcast here, there was an agreement by the Players Association and the NHL to lose the heads of both organizations pretty much and let the owners talk directly to the players. And the players kind of thought it over and they put out some guidelines and it seems as if our only hope right now is on Pittsburgh of all places. Sidney Crosby and the owner of the Pittsburgh Penguins are the ones trying to save this season. Now, I don't know about you, Coach Dan, but as a Caps fan, I feel so weird rooting for the Penguins and for Sidney Crosby right now.
Well, let's not go crazy and say that they're the only reason that we're potentially going to have a season, because that's not true. From what I read, it was that before they flew to New York, that Crosby actually flew with the owner of the Penguins, not Mario Lemieux, but Ron Burkle. And they flew there, and they came up with this plan, because I think both wanted to have a season. And the thing that's been bothering me about the lockout this entire time is that we're only hearing from Bettman, Daly, and only like four owners, Lyons just being one of them, that are going to these meetings. And then you hear little things, little bits of news coming out of different places like Ottawa and Tampa, and apparently now Pittsburgh and Philly, and even with the New York Rangers, that these owners don't like what's going on. And they don't know why we don't have a season yet. And I think that's the thing that's bugged me the most, is that you only have four guys. Any player is allowed to attend any meeting that the Players Association has. It is not the same case with the NHL owners. And that's bugged me all this time. But in regards to Crosby, you know, it's hard to root for the guy, mostly because, yes, he plays for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and because the Canadian media is just – their nose are so far up his butt. It's just ridiculous. But – it's kind of hard, but in regards to getting hockey back right now, I'm not looking at Sidney Crosby, the Pittsburgh Penguins center. I'm looking at just this guy's doing, because he wants hockey. He's going to get it done. And he knows that he has that star power to be able to put his name out there to try and get something done. If he was Sidney Crosby, generic third line center for some schmuck team, he's not going to be able to do as much. But he knows that he can use his name, I'm guessing, to use his name to get something done. And I think in that case, that's very good for him. I like that he's doing that. I'm still going to boo him when we go see the Penguins play at Verizon.
It's kind of crazy. You think about this real quick, that Sidney Crosby, he is a Canadian hero. He's a guy that Canada absolutely loves. He gets hit in the head, possibly and almost ends his hockey career, comes back, still has those symptoms of a concussion, and now he's back on the ice. And now, just let's talk about this and say the lockout actually does end. He may get the credit for ending the lockout. In the long run, we're not going to be talking about Donald Fair or anything like that. We're going to be Sidney Crosby, Boy Wonder, Canadian Golden Boy, comes back from concussion and saves the NHL. I mean, I can already see that headline on a lot of hockey websites.
He may not even be involved and they'd still give him credit. Let's be honest.
But that's really what's going on right now. It seems like the Players Association has given a proposal and the NHL may or may not have countered already. We're not really sure. So it's very interesting to see. And someone else just tweeted, all right, this is going on right now. You just retweeted, setting podium back up in media room.
Let's not go crazy. That might just means that someone's making an announcement. But it's good to see that maybe something's going to at least, we're going to know something.
They may even I'm just be saying, hey, we're done for the night. We'll be back tomorrow. I mean, it's something.
That's true.
It could be something like that. Some places are already announcing the lockout's ending on Friday, the lockout's ending on Sunday. This is when they're going to start training camp. A place up in Boston, a reporter up in Boston said Bettman gave the deadline of Friday to get this lockout over, and that's why these guys are working so hard. But the same reporter doesn't have the best track record that he's had in the past.
Well, I was reading, I think it was Feds from Russian Machine Never Breaks was saying that, I can't remember the date, it's blanking out at the moment, but I want to say it's right around Friday, that's the point where the owners can, or the NHL can still get 100% of the money coming in from different companies. And after that date, they're going to start losing money. If that's the case, then I could certainly see Bettman going to them and being like, look, we need to get this done. Otherwise, we're going to start losing money. You know, the players have already lost, I think it's like 5 or 6 paychecks at this point. Now the owners are going to start losing money? That's not going to look good. Now the owners are all going to look at Bettman and go, dude, what's up? We already don't make a lot of money from owning these teams because, let's be honest, not a lot of teams actually make owners money. You know, the owners are going to start looking at Bettman thinking that he needs to start getting something done to get the season going, so that they can get that money.
Absolutely. Like, let's not kid ourselves here. We love hockey. We love watching hockey. It's one of our favorite things to do is to watch hockey and enjoy the game. But at the end of the day, this is a business. And this is a time where money talks. And when you're talking about sponsors going away, that means the NHL. If you lose one sponsor, the NHL isn't going away. But at the same time, you're losing money. And without those sponsors, less and less is being done for the league. So, of course, Bettman and these owners want to push this when they're going to start losing money because at the end of the day, like I said, it's all going to come down to money, and it always has.
Well, yeah, that's what, unfortunately, runs the world is money, and that's what the owners all care about. And, you know, if it was about hockey, we wouldn't be doing this. We'd already have been watching hockey since early October. So, you know, it's going to come down to money. It'll be nice to see what happens with the revenue and if they sort of figured that thing out. But there's certainly more things to talk about in regards to the lockout than just money. For us to talk about, but also for them to talk about. You know, there's a lot of other things going on. I know that David Pagnotta, again, of the fourth period, he was talking about how he thinks that contraction is not an option, that we're not going to lose any NHL teams, but he thinks there is going to be the possibility of expansion, that we could have one, probably, two, you know, maybe not more than that, but maybe three or four new NHL teams. My guess is if they do, it's going to be two, and you could see they've been talking about a second team in Toronto for a long time now. And I know Quebec wants a team, Hamilton wants a team, maybe you could see a team out in Seattle. I know there have been reports of Las Vegas, but who knows if that's ever going to happen. So, you know, that's something that they're going to have to talk about. And then another thing that they had talked about before that didn't work was realignment. And that's something that the owners and the players are going to have to agree on, because the owners came out with that deal before, I think as we talked about many, many shows ago, about realignment and how the Capitals were now going to be back in a division with, I think it was the Penguins, possibly, and the Flyers and Rangers and like all the ones that used to be in the old Patrick division. And that now the players came out and said, no dice. So that's something they're going to have to talk about, because having the Winnipeg Jets in the Southeast does not make sense.
Yeah, and I think even back in the day when we were discussing this in early What the Puck shows before we were on iTunes, you know, they had teams like in Florida constantly going up and being in the same division as like Winnipeg, and it didn't make any sense to have that align like that, and nothing really came after that first treatment. So,
well, even the Capitals being in the Southeast didn't make sense. I've looked at it geographically, and the Capitals are actually closer by distance to the furthest team away from them in the Atlantic than the closest team in the Southeast, which is ridiculous. Now, the closest team or the furthest away team in the Atlantic, I guess, would be the Islanders, technically, I guess, by driving. If you gotta go up and then over. They're still closer than Carolina. So, I mean, it's not like the West where the teams have to travel great distances even in their division, but it's still kind of ridiculous that is the case and that the Caps are in the wrong division. So it's something interesting to talk about, but right now it's all going to be about money.
Absolutely, it's going to all be about money. And hey, if there is expansion, let me just say, hashtag bring back the skipjacks. But that's just a Baltimore boy talking right now.
Baltimore NHL team.
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about, man. Hashtag bring back the skipjacks. That's what I'd like to see.
Well, now, Brandon, then I got to ask you, if they were to put an NHL team in Baltimore, being a Baltimore guy, what would you do?
Ooh, man. Oh, God. That's something scary to think about.
Now, as an idea, I am, because I grew up with there being no Washington Nationals, so I grew up an Orioles fan with Ripken and Brady Anderson and Mike Devereaux, Leo Gomez, you know, Chris Hoyle, Sam Horn, all those guys. But when the Nationals came to town, because I'm a DC guy, I also follow the Nationals. So I follow both. So would that be an option for you to follow the Capitals and whoever?
Yeah, I might have to have dual citizenship at this point. You know, Canadian and American, pretty much. I might have to like both these teams. I've done that before. In football, it's either, you know, or even hockey, it's Baltimore or Boston, and those are my two teams I usually root for. But, hey, if there's hockey in Baltimore, I'm happy, and I still make trips down to the Verizon Center, because let's face it, the First Mariner Arena is a dump. So, it's
a cozy dump. You know, it's like
maybe if you're like in 1984, but
it's like RFK, you know, you go there and you're like, this place is terrible, but it's kind of, it's like a cute old man, you know, it's that kind of thing where you're like, but okay. It's still kind of nice.
All right. I don't know what kind of bars you're hanging out at, but let's
in a bar, man. Well, this is getting weird. What are we talking about?
I love it. All right. So, yeah, let's go back on to hockey. So, yeah, we'll keep you updated. Anything's going on with the lockouts. Hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, we know a little bit more and we're out of date. And
hopefully, you can skip over the past 10 minutes or whatever we've been saying.
Yeah, exactly. But, hey, there is a tiny little bit of Caps news, and we should actually rename this segment and call this, like, Dynamo time or Dynamo duel or something like that, because we're going to talk about the Dynamo Moscow team that Ovechkin and Backstrom are on. They had a big game today, and they beat Lokomotiv, you know, former Capital Varley. He was on that team, didn't play, but they beat Lokomotiv 3-1 over in Russia. So any really good game highlights we can talk about?
I caught a little bit of the game on my phone today, which was really cool, by the way, the first time I've done that. I have joined the world of modern technology.
Good for you.
And it was cool to watch, and I actually ended up seeing the goal that both Ovechkin and Backstrom assisted on. It was a nice play. Ovechkin with a nice behind-the-back pass. Backstrom was going around behind the net. Last moment, dumped it out right to, what's his name, Leo Komarov, who then had a nice shot into the back of the net. So it was a nice play. It was a nice play. It's nice to see that Ovechkin and Backstrom are still able to hook up on the play, pass to a guy who would end up, if they were playing in Washington, that would be Troy Brouwer, because he was parked pretty close in front of the net. So it'll be nice to see when this whole lockout madness ends, whenever that may be. to see these guys be able to hook up in DC in a nice red jersey instead of the Maple Leafs looking Dynamo.
Yeah, the Dynamo jersey, it is weird seeing them in blue. Recently, over in Russia, Ovi did a cover shoot or whatever for Nike, showing off all kinds of Nike gear, and they asked him some kind of funny questions, and he did say, "What's your favorite color?" And he said, "Blue." And the guys over at RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com, they got a little teary-eyed again. And, you know, Backstrom made him cry, so Ovi made him cry this time, because they're like, "No, Ovi, you know, you're supposed to like red and be a Capital player, not like that Dynamo blue." But it seems like Ovi might be a little attached to it right now.
Well, you got to play to where you are in the audience that you have. Just like with Backstrom, what was that last week we were talking about? He was chanting. You know, he's over there, and they're Russian, and they're kind of crazy, and you don't want to make them mad.
Right.
So you say the color, he's going to go, "Oh, red." Well, you know what? That's not going to... It's not going to fly. So he says blue, and then he comes back here, and he's like, "Oh, no, I actually like red." And then everyone's like, "Okay, you know what? Just make up your mind." For all we know, he likes, you know, pink or something. Yellow. Well, hopefully not yellow because it's a penguins. But, you know, green or something. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll never
know. We have a little extra Caps news actually just popped up on Twitter. Stephen Wino of the Washington Times reported that Brooks Koepka had 3 assists last night in the game over in Switzerland. So it's actually pretty good. It'll be nice to see that he's doing a lot. He's doing better over there and doing good, and that if this thing does end relatively soon, when he comes back, he'll be ready to go. Hope, I don't know, where you see him, second, third line, something like that. So good for him.
Good, good. Glad Brooks, he's all right. He there was a little worry that he was injured, but it seems like if he's getting 3 assists, he looks like he's doing pretty good. So that's great news. Switching back to Dynamo for a little bit. Earlier this week, Ovechkin was quoted in a newspaper saying that when this lockout's over, he's back in D.C. because that's where his heart and soul is, over in Washington with the Capitals. But before this Dynamo game today, he did an interview saying the Dynamo PR is going to figure out what happened, because he never actually said that. And they even asked him about Dynamo's game on Friday and where he'll be. And he says, "I don't know, because I don't know what's going on with the negotiations." So it seems like Ovi's still in that stance of, if I don't like the contracts and what they're doing and lowering our pay, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, he's full of it. He's coming back.
Discussion he's over.
No, he's making more money over here. He's making a good amount of money over there, and the tax write-offs are it's less taxing or what the hell ever. But no, he's making more money over here. He's not going anywhere. I think this whole thing is his way. That's his way of sort of being mad at what's going on. But then you go and you see him make these comments where he's talking about how he's laughing at the NHL for trying to talk smack about Donald Fair. So clearly he cares. He's coming back. He's when it goes down, he's coming back. Unless they. Bettman in the NHL came out and said, "Yeah, we have a season again, but that the players are no longer going to be allowed to play in the Olympics." I think in that case, then things are going to get interesting. But if it's if everything goes as, you know, planned, and then the players are allowed to go play in the Olympics, then he's coming back. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think this is he's all talk, I gotta say, but it's,
well, all of them are.
Yeah, it's interesting though to see him say that. But you know what? You can say or not say your heart and soul is in DC, or I may or may not be coming back. But a guy like Ovi, who likes people chanting his name, who likes, you know, his name up in lights, he's not gonna be happy playing in front of, you know, 8,000 people in a half filled arena in Russia. He wants those big crowds he can get over in the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly likes the spotlight. He says he loves playing in places like Toronto and Montreal because of all the fans that are there. And he certainly likes playing in D.C. now that the team's, you know, the past couple of years with the team doing well because he gets all the fans there. It's nice, I guess, for him to play at home in Russia because it's, I guess you could, to an extent, it's more comfortable surroundings because it's what he grew up with. But he's coming back. I don't. Maybe if the Caps, he came back and the Caps were really bad, that would make things interesting. But I don't think it's enough. He makes too much money in D.C. for it to make a difference. It sucks when in the end money talks. And I think he makes too much to go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
unless they amnestied him, then if that ends up being the case, then that makes things interesting. But we don't even know if that's going to be possible.
Yeah, we don't know. But, you know, it's very interesting. You just brought that up, that it seems like the owners and the players maybe aren't that different. You know, it was always us versus them and everything. But if he's going to come back because of money, and they're, you know, going to hold out the lockout as long as they can because of money, there's a lot of similarities to be said there. So it's kind of interesting if you think about it that way. It's the rich versus the richer. So since, you know, there's a lot of Dynamo Moscow news going on over in Russia, there is some hockey going on here in the States. So let's drive up 83 and go check out some Hershey Bears and Reading Royals. All right, so, you know, Dan, we were talking last week about how I couldn't wait to go to the teddy bear toss, and I was going to be able to see the Hershey Bears on Saturday, but unfortunately, the sinus infection got the best of me, and I couldn't go up and enjoy the game. But I've seen pictures from Saturday. It looks like they had a great turnout, a lot of bears on the ice. Somebody threw, like, a 4-foot bear onto the ice, which was pretty
cool.
That's
kind of dangerous. Like, what if you're in the front row and you're near the glass, something hits you in the back of the head, you go forehead first in the glass? That's dangerous.
I think that bear went crowd surfing to get over that glass, but...
Okay, that would be cool to watch.
But, you know, there is a little bit of Hershey Bears news going on. The Hershey Bears are actually on a little road trip down to D.C., and they're going to be in the AHL Showcase tomorrow night.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool thing, and the fact that the game's going to be on Comcast and around here, I thought it was pretty cool. I might have to check that out. But, yeah, and it's sold out at Verizon.
You can see these DC fans are really hungry for some hockey.
Well, I think everybody's hungry for some hockey because we haven't freaking had any of it since last year. It's been over, what, 6, maybe almost 7 months now? No, it can't be that long. It's like 6.5 months since we've had hockey. This is ridiculous. But yeah, it'll be pretty cool to see Hershey come down. It's unfortunate they're not doing quite as well as you'd like them to be. They're currently 9-11-1. Holtby is currently 7-7, so they're doing okay. They're not doing great. I believe they're fourth in their division. I'm hoping they're going to start picking things up and start doing a little better, but we'll see how that goes. But Reading, on the other hand, they've been tearing it up. They're currently first in their division. They're at 13-7-1, and Philip Grabauer, as we were talking about before the show started, he has been named the ECHL Goalie of the Month for November after going 10-1.
Wow. With
a 2.13 GAA and a 0.913 save percentage. Holy hell, that is very impressive.
That's amazing.
10-1. That number alone, you're like, wow, the GAA is actually pretty good. But 10-1 is very impressive. And hopefully with this lockout thing, if they end this stuff, that we can then bump him up to Hershey and really see how he's progressing. Because he tore it up last year in the minors when they were in South Carolina. So we know how he's going to do in the ECHL. It'll be nice to see how he can do over a full season, or at this point, a little more than half a season, in Hershey. Because it'll be nice to see what you're going to do with him when you decide whether you want to keep Holtby or Michael Nordvarth. So it's other questions to think, but he's doing really well. I'm excited to see him. It'd be nice when I get to go up to a Bears game to see Grabauer play, because he's one of those guys I've been watching. I really have high hopes for him. And then that means that they can bring in their Russian goalie, Sergei Kostenko, to have him start playing full-time, hopefully, in Reading.
Yeah, you know, he recently was on Russian Machine Never Breaks. He's a fun guy. You got to follow Sergei on Twitter because he's always tweeting out great stuff. Here's this kid, man, 20 years old, doesn't speak a lick of English, but he comes over for developmental camp, really impresses everybody, impressed you. I mean, I know you were talking about him during our development camp special, and he leaves the KHL to come play in Reading, of all places. And this week, over on Russian Machine Never Breaks, he debuted a new mask that he said the Capitol said, you can't go out there without a painted mask on. You need something. And it was pretty cool. It has the White House on it, and it has a castle from his hometown that has a lot of history to it. Plus, he has, you know, I Love My Family and the locomotive logo on the back in memory of one of his friends he lost in that horrific plane crash last year. So a really cool guy. He seems like a really interesting guy, and I'd like to see him on the ice in Reading.
Yeah, it'd certainly be great to see Kostenko playing. I really like that he decided to have his contract bought out and that he worked it out to then be able to come over and play in with the Caps organization. I'm really excited to see this kid. He's a little older than you would like at 20, I believe 20 years old for a prospect, but he looked great at development camp, and maybe that's because he's a little older, but he really looked good. It'll be exciting to see him playing in Reading if the lockout ends, because then Grabauer bumps up, Holtby bumps up, you know, that's how things work. So it'll be nice to see how he does. He's one of those guys, maybe he's a career NHL backup, but that's still a solid thing to have. Having a guy, you know, he remains cheap, you have him around, he's a pretty solid goalie, he plays, you know, not too many games a year, but enough to get you some wins out of it. He's another guy I want to keep around, and just to see that he wants to be here. I mean, you have a lot of players that come over from Europe and even guys that are around here who are born in North America that are in it for the money or in it to make a lot of money. Some guys have been rumored to have been doing that in D.C., Alexander Simon. But you never know where the case is to see someone that really wants to play here. He could have made more money in Russia, probably. He probably could have made more money than he's going to make at least the beginning of his career, maybe in his entire career in over in North America. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. But he's a guy I'm certainly rooting for and keeping my eye on.
Yeah, you know, he's a kind of interesting guy when you kind of compare him to another wrestling prospect who stayed in the KHL for a couple more seasons, you know, over in Tractor, and he could be over here with the Caps, but he's not. So it's going to be interesting to see this guy. I hopefully will be able to catch a Reading Royals game pretty soon. I even heard, you know, the cool group, if you've ever been around them, the Caps Road Crew, they were talking on Twitter a little bit about going up and doing a Reading bus trip since it's not that far away. So that's something I would definitely be interested in. But going past the minors and the minors, you brought up some prospects, too, that are making some big news for the Capitals.
Well, the World Junior Tournament's coming up in a little bit, and we've got four Caps prospects that'll be playing. Riley Barber for the USA, Christian Juice for Sweden. The guy I'm really excited to see next season, Philip Forsberg for Sweden, and Tom Wilson will be playing for Canada. So you got two of their first round picks. I can't remember what round Juice was picked in. And Riley Barber, who's, I believe, a sixth round pick coming out of nowhere to make at least the invites to the USA team. So we'll see how that goes. Something to keep your eye on. These guys hopefully be doing well. Some more Caps prospects that are making their way up.
I'm excited to see these guys. You know, we call it a few guys in developmental camp, but anytime these guys are showcased is a great way to see them. If you kind of remember, you know, John Carlson, he was a big name that made a lot of what's the word I'm looking for?
Made a lot of news.
Yeah, he made a lot of news, made a lot of rumblings going on, and people really took notice of him when he was at this prospect stage. So hopefully we have a lot of guys like John Carlson that can pull the reins down in Hershey and hopefully make it to the Capitals one day if there's ever another season going on.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen with guys. You have first-round prospects and first-round picks that end up not turning out, and then you have guys that come out of the seventh round that end up being really talented NHL players. So it's all scouting and seeing how these guys develop and how much they really want to fight for it, how much they really want to play in the NHL.
That's really cool stuff, man, and hopefully we'll see these guys real soon. Anything else going on? Anything new on Twitter that we got to talk about?
Not really. They brought a podium out for apparently someone's going to make a announcement or a conversation or some talk about something at some point. I'm just sort of watching to see what's going to happen, but no one knows. A lot of people are pretty excited to see what's going to happen, but you know, apparently the most important thing right now going on in the hockey world is that there's a podium being set up in a room. Now, no one knows. I mean, I tweeted out that maybe they just had bought it and they want to see what it looks like set up. You know, maybe this doesn't mean anything. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, this is oak wood. Does not look good on the lights, guys.
Yeah, they're going to go in and go, you know what? This is not the one we thought we ordered. We wanted it in blue and this is in gray. This is not – it's unacceptable. We have to take it back to Target or wherever they bought it from.
IKEA. They probably got it at IKEA.
Yeah. Man, IKEA. You know what IKEA is? IKEA is the NHL. You have to go down the straight line and you can't deviate.
You can't deviate at all. And at the end of the road, they just make you build it yourself. So –
you got to pay them, and then you have to do the work.
That's pretty much what goes on in the NHL. So is there pretty much that's it, just all lockout news. As we're doing a show, we're following along on Twitter. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, he's on Twitter, too, and he's always tweeting about the lockout, hockey, football, DC United, soccer, all kinds of stuff. So where can people follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, and if you're ever on Facebook, you can follow the show at facebook.com/WTP Podcast. But Brandon, what about your network and all of your other shows?
That's right. If you like What the Puck and you want to check out more information about this show or any of the other shows on the at Brando Cash Network, make sure you go to facebook.com/BrandoCash, and you'll get all the news and information you need there. Please do that, because in the next coming weeks, our web hoster, Podbean, is going through a lot of changes, and the podcast may be jumping around on different days in the next few weeks. We don't have anything definite yet, but Podbean has sent out some information saying that things will be changing and their site will be down for maintenance for a little while. So make sure to go like us over on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we'll give you all the up-to-date information about when shows are happening, when to look for new ones. But if you don't want to worry about any of that, why don't you go over to iTunes and click subscribe after you find What the Puck Podcast over in the iTunes store, and it'll download automatically straight into your iTunes, or if you have an iPhone and get the podcast app, you can subscribe on there and it gets sent directly to your phone. Pretty cool. And you can listen to it whenever you feel like it. So make sure you do that, and make sure you leave us an iTunes review. Tell everybody you know that you listen to What the Puck. And it's a good Christmas gift. Tell people, you know, hey, I just made you this CD of all these old episodes, and you should check it out. And it's all free. It's a pretty cheap Christmas gift, if you ask me. And make sure you tell everybody on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest, on Tumblr, anything else is out there. I don't even know what else is out there. If you can Instagram a picture of your screen with the What the Puck logo and post it up on Instagram, do that. I'm asking for anything here. Just tell people that you're listening to What the Puck.
Yeah, that would be great. Any way we can get people out there, any way you can help us out, would be outstanding.
So that's great. Hopefully this time next week we'll be talking about training camp. I've said this before, and I don't want to lie anymore, and I hope this is it. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to talk about actual real hockey that we can see without a delay, or more than just on our phones, but on big screens. So, you know, hopefully we'll be talking real puck next week. So thank you all for listening. And Coach Dan, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you next week.
This has been a production.